If you could have any superpower, which one would you choose? Hi, I'm Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening up your heart to God. I love to ask people what superpower they would choose. It's so fun to use our imaginations to picture the impossible. When we look at the grand scheme of the world and the huge universe that lies beyond, our lives can look pretty small. That's why it's fun to imagine being able to do and experience things so far outside of our realm of possibility. Today, we're going to really meditate on how God exists outside of our realm of possibility. Today's devotion is called God of the Impossible, and it was written by Emily Rudolph. Who doesn't love a good superhero movie? It's fun to imagine something somewhere out there that's completely unbound to nature's laws, a savior to the weak earthlings. It's like we have a craving to be rescued by a superhero. And those dreams of a savior are not that far off. If you're familiar with the true stories found in the Bible, you know that unpredictable, unexplainable, and unimaginable rescue stories appear quite frequently in the text. Think about it. A boy defeating a giant with one stone. Thousands upon thousands of people crossing the Red Sea on dry ground. A 12-year-old girl raised to life. A man healed from his blindness. And the God of the universe dying and rising again. The angel, Gabriel, was right. Nothing will be impossible with God. The beautiful thing is that the same God who performed all of these wonders is the same God who loves us today. A friend told me once, God does his best work in the impossible. What impossible things are you facing in your life? Give them to the Lord, trusting him and his promises in Christ. As Jesus told Jairus in today's scripture reading, don't be afraid, only believe. Jairus believed Jesus could raise his daughter from the dead. In the same way, we believe Jesus has already done the impossible because he is rescuing his people from sin and death through the power of his death and resurrection. That means we can go to him with any need, trusting him to work in every situation and right every wrong in his perfect timing. Life in God's kingdom is better than any story Hollywood can create because we serve a God who promises to one day return to make all things new. All right, so let's talk about this. Why do you think there are so many movies about superheroes? And what does that tell you about our human desire for a savior from sin and death? Luke 1:37 says, "For nothing will be impossible with God." Pretty crazy stuff, especially since there are a lot of things that are impossible with me. So here's something for you to do. Read Ephesians 3:14 through 21 and answer the question, "What does this passage tell me about God?" Then read 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18 and Revelation 21:1 through 5 to learn about what wonderful things God promises for his people when Christ returns. How can this truth make us confident that God cares about us and what we're facing even now? I am always up for a good superhero movie, but it is so nice to know that our God is the God of the impossible, and with him, we cannot lose. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.